There is a lot of talk on the internet about carbon 60. Carbon 60, if you simply write in carbon 60 in that big search engine, you'll come back with a 1.25 million results in 0.5 seconds. So there's a lot out there to read, a lot out there to consider. There are some basic similarities between most of the carbon 60 products. There is a very unique aspect to Gresca's carbon 60 product, which we want to talk about in this first portion of the program. If you're sick, go see your doctor. If you want to, in home, in your own private life, nutritionally and other ways, work to better your health and increase your immune system, you have every right to. And that's where carbon 60 comes in. It does so many different things in terms of helping people get better from varying sorts of problems. It has something like 2,700 times the antioxidant power of vitamin C, according to one source. This is a truly revolutionary breakthrough product. And we did a program some months ago, and one of the fellows, one of the guests, said that carbon 60 had taken care of his toenail fungus, which, as many of you know who have it, is not a fun thing, and it doesn't go away easily at all. It's very difficult. But he said he put it on, and literally, I think it was minutes or a few hours. So I had one toenail with a little problem, and I put it on there, and it the next day was gone. That's just a personal vignette from me. So other than that, I take it every day. I put it in my nutrition drink, and I am getting the kind of protection that only a product like this can afford the human immune system. It's a remarkable product, Gresca's Carbon 60. And with us, this first portion of the program is Bob Gresca himself. Hello, Bob. Welcome back.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Glad to be back on the show. Thank you very much.
So, since you first started, and if you had to graph this on a wall, what would the graph look like?
If I had to say that again?
If you were back at the beginning when you launched Gresca's Carbon 60, and you had a graph on the wall showing the sales and marketing curve of the product, what would it look like? How are you doing?
We're doing great. You know, sales are good. A lot of feedback from many, many people. It was amazing this last week. In the last 10 days, I've had 6 people call me randomly. And this has not happened only 6 times before this. But they said, you know, thank you, Mr. Gresca. You're doing a service to humanity. You know, God bless you. I mean, you know, just thanking me from the bottom of the heart for the results that they've seen with the product. So that was 6 in the last 10 days, and it's just kind of humbling. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's there's really no way to adequately describe how that, and I know what you're talking about, how they can make somebody feel. Good for you. And very nice of those people to call in. If you look at Rents.com, the top of the homepage, number one, you'll see Gresca's Carbon 60. So if you want to know more, click on the banner. But more than that, I would say, just get some and try it. If I'm remembering correctly, isn't there some kind of a money back on this? Weren't you offering something along that line?
No, well, we do on unopened bottles, but once they're opened, we cannot. But
can't
we
do it.
Have
no,
a,
no.
Yeah, now we have about a 95% 2 thumbs up. People love it. So they really enjoy the product. Now, 5% of the people don't notice anything, and there's only been about 11 people that just don't like the product. So that's pretty startling numbers.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Now, just because they don't notice it doesn't mean it's not doing anything.
I was just going to say that.
It seems to work on some of your issues that are more prominent, because those are where the free radicals, you know, free radicals are basically the common denominator for most, you know, all, you know, concerns or issues in your body. And if free radicals are molecules missing an electron, And it's like having a weight missing on your tire. It doesn't work right. And once you're missing an electron, then the carbon is known to, that's its unique property. It gives an electron back to that molecule and it stabilizes it so it doesn't cause this cascade effect of stealing an electron from its neighbor and stealing another electron from that neighbor. And, you know, then it continues like a domino effect. And that's basically called oxidative stress. And it pretty much stops that.
Oxidative stress. Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't know that term, not like they should. But thanks for using it.
Now, I got a good analogy for oxidative stress. It's like when you're on your kids in the grammar school, playground, and one kid hits somebody in the arm, and they hit the next person in the arm, and they hit the next person in the arm. it disrupts havoc throughout the whole playground. You know, I mean, right. And that's what happens in your cell when you have missing electrons. It just havoc goes on.
Interesting. Yeah. Chaos. Right.
Yeah, chaos.
Right. How many C60 products are there out there now? I don't want an exact number. Hundreds?
Well,
thousands?
Well, there's hundreds of companies out there. There's not that many that make it, that actually produce the carbon-60. Most people buy the carbon-60 powder.
They're just private labeling it.
And then they mix it into oil, and then they resell it. There's, 100 or so out there now doing that.
How many companies are actually making the C60 powder then that these rebranders are using?
You know, when I started out back in 2012, there was about 6 worldwide. Now, the process is not that difficult, but it is difficult to get, you know, pure and clean, and that's what separates us differently. Most of them do a solvent extraction method. We don't use any solvents. We make the carbon-60 or convert it right from the get-go into carbon-60. And it's much, you know, smaller, nano size. It's not held together by residual solvents and the paraffins and everything else that's in the solvents when they dry them off.
We'll talk more about that in just a minute.
Yeah. But
let me underscore what Bob is saying. Most carbon-60 products are not manufactured by the company selling that particular bottle or tube, whatever it may be. They're not. They're buying the powder, and they're mixing their own formula, as it were, putting it in the bottle, branding it, and selling it. They're called private label. They're private labeling the carbon-60. So with 6 primary manufacturers of C60 in 2012, 7 years ago. There may not be that many more now. Those companies probably grew, and most of them are using a solvent extraction process. Please explain that a little bit more, why that's not good.
Well, you know, carbon-60 has been around since for quite some time as far as manufacturing of it. They started in 1985, and the technique and the process that they use is they take 2 carbon rods and they burn them together with electrical arc in a helium environment, and it produces all this soot. And that soot contains about 10% carbon-60, plus or minus. Uh-huh. And then they take that soot and they put it into a solvent, typically toluene, and it separates out all the rods, tubes, and cones float to the bottom of the top, and then all the carbon-60 suspends in the middle of it or dissolves in the middle of the toluene, and they take that out and dry the solvents. But, you know, they're starting with carbon rods that there's no purity standard on those, and they're also, you know, when you dry the toluene off at elevated temperatures and high vacuum, the toluene actually chemically bonds to the carbon-60 itself. And, it gets, you know, it's in the product, you know, it's somewhere up to
about
20%.
So it binds to the carbon-60 and stays with it. So when someone buys the bulk product from a manufacturer, mixes their own formulation, that remaining solvent stays right with the carbon. They don't
Correct.
Take it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it causes all the carbon-60 molecules to aggregate together. They stick together and they form you know, comparatively relatively large particles in these large conglomerates.
They don't.
See, we make it nano size right from the get go, and the volume of our party of our powder compared to others is 20-40 times greater. Because it's a much finer powder. So if you take a gram of each, gram's about a nickel of most competitor products, and a gram of ours is 20 to 40 nickels. You know, I mean, so as far as volume goes,
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So bioavailability.
Yeah,
tremendous.
The smaller it is, the more bioavailable it is because it has greater mobility in your body. And when it seeks out these missing electrons, you're talking about these small electron charges. So when they can attract each other to each other, you know, you're talking small forces. They're very tiny.
Right.
So the smaller the particle, the more attractive it is, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. What about C60? Helps the body do so many different things. What is it about these little molecules? Antioxidant, I get that. What is it? How does it work? Tell me a little bit more.
Well, you said antioxidant, yes, but you know the typical antioxidants, and this is the big breakthrough here in the carbon 60 world, is that the antioxidants you get from foods are much larger. These are like 4,000 times smaller, so they have the more bioavailability to travel around the body a lot easier, and they can. They're small enough to work right at the mitochondrial level where most of your free radicals are produced.
They go right into the cells. They go right into the body's cells.
They go right into the body cells. They're 6,000 times smaller than a red blood cell. They're tiny. That's the diameter. Volume-wise, they're probably, a million times smaller. You know, the volume of a red blood cell compared to the volume of a C60 molecule. So they're very, very, very tiny. And they'll go and they'll donate an electron and stabilize that free radical. And they also neutralize toxins because toxins come into your body looking for an electron, and they'll steal one off your cell, causing a free radical. That's basically the definition of a toxin. They're electron stealers.
How interesting to have it laid out like that. Say that again.
Well, the toxins are, by definition, are electron stealers. When you take a toxin and ingest it or get it into your body or get exposed to it, they come into your body, and the toxin, the definition, they come into your body stealing an electron. And they'll steal an electron off a molecule, cause it not to function. That's what the toxin does. It causes problems with the molecules. Your cells don't function properly. And the carbon 60 will actually give it that toxin electron before it can do any damage and neutralize it, and then it passes out your body without any problem. It's a one super, super cellular detoxifier, the carbon 60 is.
What a clever, clever thing. Wow.
Oh, it is.
Fascinating. Now, just for people who don't know Bob Greska, he has a remarkable background in science, NASA science, with carbon. Tell us, those of us who don't know Bob, tell us a little bit about your background working in carbon. There are not many people on the planet who are experts in carbon. You are.
Well, I studied carbon in college and then in the late 70s when I went to UMass, it's now UMass, and I studied material science, which is the properties of materials and how to process them. So I got a mechanical engineering degree and the emphasis on material science, but the material of choice I studied was carbon. So I started out, 40 years ago, and I studied carbon. I worked with carbon. I worked with graphite epoxy and various forms of carbon. Throughout most of my life, I mean, carbon's my material of choice, and it just happened to be that producing carbon 60, I was the lucky one, or so whatever you want to call it, to come up with a process that is totally, since 2012, everything was produced in an industrial environment or industrial grade, but now. Since we're producing it, there's a food grade, and we're the only food grade bona fide food grade carbon 60 in the world. Now, don't get me wrong. These other carbon 60s, they do have some advantages, but they're just not as small and they're not as clean.
You use as a base oil in Gresca's carbon 60, not the same kind of oil that the others. The others use olive oils and I don't know what all oils they use, but explain how your process works.
Well, they're all, everybody uses a vegetable oil, but it's not the oil. Any oil would work. Some of them go rancid quicker than others. It really doesn't matter. We just selected a pure, high-grade sunflower oil because it has a very long shelf life and very good stability. But it's not the oil. It's the carbon that really is the trick, and it's the purity, the cleanliness, the smallness of size, the round shape. Ours are not crystalline. Ours are round, so they're very biocompatible to the body, bodily tissues. So
look,
they're not
the
jagged crystals.
Right. Look at the top banner again, Gresca's Carbon 60 at Rents, and you'll see these little molecules, and they're really quite beautiful when you look at them. What do we call them? Buckyballs, right?
Yeah, buckyballs. Yeah, basically, and you know, it's stardust, and it's found in intergalactic space. Now, recently, like within the last 6 months, they've actually discovered it, and I believe it's from when the sun, you know, does its fission. It has the solar flares. It pushes out a carbon, and it has the ability to form into carbon 60, and it's such so small, such low mass. The explosion pushes it out into space, and it's found in intergalactic space. So it's basically stardust, and we found a way to convert it on Earth here in that clean form in a very similar way. But a different way.
It's out there in space. Is it in the form of the round, beautiful buckyball that we have up in your ad? Is it that format that we'd find like that?
Yep. They find it just like that in space. Yep. Very round carbon 60, and that's 60 carbon atoms in a sphere held together. And carbon bonds to itself, the double bond, so it's got, like 120 electrons buzzing around it like bees around a beehive, and that's why it very easily gives up an electron. Basically,
oh,
you're buying
it. Oh, it doesn't miss it at all.
Yeah.
So it can give up an electron and keep on giving, so to speak, can it?
Well, yeah, it can give up one or two until you imbalance it, but, 1/120th of a molecule is not very much. So it's very easily to give one up, and it donates or shares an electron, and it stays attached to that molecule in your body. We believe it stays attached until, that cell dies, apoptosis, and it passes out your body. And they're so small. And you can apply it topically on your skin over, some problem area or wherever. And they penetrate your skin. They go through your ligaments, your bones, your muscles. I mean, these are so small that's the beauty. That's the science. And their bioavailability and their small round size is what makes them work.
I like looking at your banner because it has a deep space galactic kind of a background, and that little molecule is found in space. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Beautiful construct.
Well, and the sphere is the most simple, sacred geometry also.
It's
the simplest of all figures, and it's made out of pentagons and hexagons, and there's only one molecule, one atom different between a pentagon and a hexagon, so they all fit together very, very, very nicely, like a tiny, tiny soccer ball.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing to see. So tell me about worldwide reach. Are you shipping out of the country? Is this something that just people in the U.S. can get at this point? Where are we shipping to now?
No, we ship worldwide. We just revised our shipping platform. We're shipping Federal Express out of the country. We're at a volume level. You talked about growth earlier. We're at a volume level that we could cut a deal with Federal Express to get a decent price to ship it worldwide. I actually cut the pricing in half. And we, for the United States, you can't beat the United States Postal Service because we're located in the Denver area, and we're about 2 days anywhere. So we're 2 or 3 days anywhere in the world. So we ship daily, and in the United States, we have free shipping. So it's not a problem.
Well, it doesn't get any, that's as inexpensive as it gets. So very, very good. You're getting, I guess, other scientists occasionally inquiring. You are a scientist, and I'm wondering what their interest in it is. Are they saying, how can this be? What are their questions to you?
Well, they're amazed at how effective it works and how quickly it works. It's like throwing magnets together. They stick immediately, and that's what these do. They penetrate your body and get through your skin or you put it on, you put one serving in your mouth, it gets to your esophagus and gets into your blood and goes systemic throughout your entire body within about 2 minutes.
Right, under your tongue.
Under your tongue, in your mouth, it doesn't matter. You know, it's still going to get through your body.
That's what the gentleman said about the toenail issue. And he said fingernail issue in his case. He had fingernail problems and it was just gone. He said, I think he said within an hour.
I think it was an hour. And on that last show, I said they had the same thing. I had a black toenail, and I put it on there, and it's 3 hours, it was gone.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Truly amazing.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a couple of people who have their own stories to tell as well. So stand by, Bob, and we'll be right back. Okay, here we are back and talking with Bob Greska. And you look at the top of the page, you'll see Greska's Carbon 60. This has been purchased and used by a number of people I know, and everybody's happy with it. Bob, anything you want to add before we bring on these two special guests?
We just want to say that, you know, Carbon 60 supports many healthy bodily functions. I mean, that's the bottom line. It supports many. It's not just one or two.
A very nice way to say it.
Yeah. And I do want to say the guests on the show that are coming on, they're not paid. They don't work for me. There's no compensated. These are their own statements. And they don't necessarily represent, their statements do not necessarily represent the views of our company. It's just their opinion, and they've used the product, and they'll tell you their story.
Fair enough. Okay. Say hello first to, do you want to hang on, or do you want to go back and listen at home? Whatever you want to do.
I'm okay. I can go away. And, why don't you take it from here?
You got it. Okay, Bob.
Okay. Thanks
a lot.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Bye bye.
Good night. Bob Greska. He's an extraordinary man. There are a lot of people in the health business who don't really always put the welfare of their people first. It's about money and making money. Nothing wrong with that. But Bob has always been so caring about people. It's just remarkable. Jackie, I believe, is up first tonight. Jackie, are you there? Can you hear me all right?
I am. I can hear you perfectly. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being here. Were you able to hear any of that conversation with Bob?
Yes, I heard it all.
Oh, very good. Very good. So tell us how you found out about Carbon 60. Who told you?
It was a friend of mine, and first she got me interested in Carbon 60 from another entity. And so I believed her. I took it for probably 3 months, and I said, well, wait a minute, this is not working. I don't like it. So
really?
She says, well, she had met Bob at a seminar. And so she got me interested in Bob Greska's Carbon 60. So I started taking it, and within about 2 weeks, massive difference between what I had taken from the phony one and Bob's. And so I kept taking it, and after about 3 months, I'd say, I jumped out of the chair because the phone rang, and I ran to the phone. And I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. I jumped out of the chair, and there was no pain. I'd had problems with my knees for years. And then I noticed that when I walked down steps, that I could bend my knees, especially my right knee, more than 90 degrees, which I hadn't been able to do that since surgery 20 years ago.
That sounds like me. I can't bend my right knee more than 90 degrees either. And now it's gotten much looser. It's gotten, there's a difference. It's not as tight.
Oh, yes.
It's not as sore. The inflammation, in my case, has reduced dramatically. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. That's amazing when you reflexively do something you haven't done for a long time and didn't even think about it. That's fun.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Fun. Fun story. So you've been a runner, have you?
I have. And I'd had knee surgery here a number of years ago, and it, about the last, 5, 6 years maybe, I hadn't run. And so last year I decided I would start running again. And I put on a little weight. And I thought, well, that's not good for my knees. And I started running 5Ks again. And last Saturday, I ran the Oktoberfest here in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. And, oh, it was grueling. It was 90% uphill. I don't know how the race series people did this. Because normally on a race...
Why would they torment runners like that? That's not... That's crazy.
I don't know. We're glutton for punishment.
Well, I tell you
anyway,
this, Jackie. Now, hold on. I've watched runners for years from behind the wheel of my car. I can't run because of my knee. I watch, and I admire them. They're out there. They're really... But I look at their faces, and I don't think I've... I don't remember seeing one happy. They are in pain. They're grimacing. They're... What am I doing out here? Pounding my knees into the ground. Running and sweating. It's a very difficult thing to do, and I really respect people who do that. So, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You did,
well, anyway,
you did the whole race.
Yes, I'm 70, and I'll be 71 October 6th, and I took third in my age group, and I was ecstatic. And neither one of my knees hurt after the race, and I think it took me all of about 3 minutes or 4 minutes to recuperate. And I hadn't even done that when I was 30.
That's incredible to hear. How long had you been taking Greska's Carbon 60 before that?
It's been almost 2 years now.
Uh-huh. So you've noticed...
And I just want to make a quick comment here that, you know, we are all carbon oxygen machines, so to speak.
You got it.
And carbon is part of our makeup, and this is such a perfect product for a carbon oxygen machine animal, entity, being.
We are carbon-based, no doubt. Not silicon-based, not tungsten-based.
Right.
We're carbon-based.
Right.
And so we're basically giving ourselves a remarkable form of our baseline makeup. And that's an extraordinary thing to be able to do.
Yes. And I want to mention one more quick thing here, if I have time.
Sure, go ahead.
After my race in August, I think I pounded on my left heel too much. And I thought, oh boy, this Oktoberfest is really going to hurt that heel. And so I doubled up on my carbon 60, and I started putting it on my heel. And like I say, I ran the Oktoberfest 5K, and from the time I crossed the finish line until the time I walked over to the first booth, I was fine. And my heel didn't hurt, and I'm going, wow.
That's amazing. How long is 5K in our language?
3.1 miles.
And you did this at 70, and you were just, in a matter of minutes, you were just fine walking around after
that. I was even surprised.
I'll bet a lot of the runners didn't look nearly as good as you.
I don't know. I wasn't even worried about them. I was just on such, I just felt so good. And
when I recuperated so fast,
I was so happy.
Do you tell the other runners about this or other people who are athletic?
I haven't yet, no. I've told my lawyer friends. I've told some of the people in my church. I've told a number of business associates. And it's like it goes right over their heads.
And or right through their heads.
Or right through their heads, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
and that's frustrating.
Number of times over equals certainty. So if I keep after them, then there will be certainty on the product.
There is a resistance out there. There, because I think primarily there are too many products, and people do get results, especially if they're nutritionally deprived, and they want to share, and people just, okay, that's nice. They just don't want to hear it. There's too much noise. Too many things you have to have.
The other comment I want to make real quick here is what I like about carbon 60. It's a liquid. I get so tired of, here's capsules, here's, this, here's, and it's all in a pill. Just take this pill. And I don't feel that pills work as well as something that you dissolve under your tongue or a liquid. And that's what Bob said, that you put it on your tongue and within, I think he said 2 minutes, it's throughout your body.
True.
And that's what I like about this product also.
It's called bioavailability. Yeah, I put it, it comes in a little bottle, an eyedropper, as it were. You just fill it up and squeeze it out, and I put it in my drink every morning. So it's there. And it's, yeah, like you say, within a couple of minutes, it's everywhere. Jackie, thank you. Anything you want to say in closing?
No, I think I've mentioned about everything I wanted to. Thank you.
No, great. Well, thank you, and congratulations. Keep having fun. That's what it's all about.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Good night, Jackie.
Good night.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. 70 years old. That's a tough run. 90% uphill. Our next, we have two people tonight with us. His name is Jesse. He lives, I guess, in Arizona, or maybe Chicago, or maybe both. Jesse, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I am in Arizona.
All right. Why does it say Chicago by your name here?
Were you
from Chicago?
No,
All right. Well, never mind. Arizona. Wonderful. Yeah. Okay.
Arizona.
Tell us your Carbon 60 story. Gresca's Carbon 60 should be a part of, in my opinion, part of everybody's daily diet. I don't know where you heard about it first, but I'd like to know. How'd you find out?
Well, I found out from my brother who lives in Ohio, and his son told him about this C60 thing. And that's the way that we got into it. And just like Jackie did, we tried a C60 product, and it didn't work. And we were lucky to find Bob Gresca and C-60. And ever since then, my brain has been on fire.
That's a very interesting coincidence, or maybe it's common. I don't know. Both of you tried another product. And in most cases, I mean, let's be honest, if you try something and it doesn't work, you're not going to try a second one. Usually most people just walk away and say, it didn't work, that's it. But you both were fortunate enough to be able to hear about Gresca and his C60, and you tried it. What kept you going?
Yes.
Why didn't you just walk away from it?
Because I thought that the product was overhyped or whatever, but it seemed to have something that I'd never seen before, something possible. And I was looking for something to help me improve my health and solve some of those problems.
Right.
And so happened that we kept digging, getting on the internet and looking at people like you that do what you do. And we got blessed. Here came Bob Gresca.
How nice. So how long have you been using it?
About 9 months.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of shape were you in? Now, remember, these are private individuals telling their stories. They're not speaking on behalf of Bob. They're talking about what their experience has been. So 9 months ago, what was the state of your health, just in general terms?
It was okay, but it was not acceptable. It wasn't something that I would want to stay with. I was looking for something that's going to do two things. I am 82 years old, and I am hypersensitive to my brain. Am I going to be okay? And the other thing is I have glaucoma. And that's a big motivator for trying to find something that's going to address and help glaucoma.
You bet. 82. That's just a wonderful thing to hear. You sound totally alive, totally on top of things. And I just don't even know where to go with it. You sound great. How much of that do you think is related to Carbon 60? Seriously.
All of it, because I have been taking supplements over the years, and nothing goes where the C60 takes you. The first time you take it in your body, as she was relating, is that the first time, it went through from top to bottom, but it's slow. It looks like it was opening pathways. Something was happening. After that, it's almost immediate. When you take the product, you get it all over your body, and
You actually feel it. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. You actually feel it. And when I put it under my tongue, it goes directly to my brain, and then bling, it's down at my feet. It is amazing.
That's a great way to think about it. I must say also that you think about what's it taste like. It doesn't. It tastes is fine. There's no problem at all. None. So you just take an eyedropper full in the morning. I don't want to speak for you. How do you take it? You got your eyedropper.
I take the eyedropper. And I take the first part of it and put it under my tongue.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that goes into the brain, but also goes into the rest of the body. And then I take two more scoops, of the eyedropper, touches of the eyedropper, and that is what I do. We take one under the tongue and two that goes into the rest of the body.
So you take three a day, three eyedroppers a day?
No, I do this twice a day.
Okay.
And get one first thing in the morning, 6:30, 7 o'clock. Then the last one is between noon and 1 p.m.
Got it. Now, when you put it under your tongue, let's just talk about that because that's the instant pathway into your bloodstream.
Yes.
I'm getting this image in my head that you want to tell me that it kind of lights up your brain. Is that a fair statement? It just goes right to your brain and boom, it's lit up.
But when it goes into the brain, you find that your optic nerve and things like that is connected to the brain. So immediately you get some relief or positive reaction with brightness in your eyesight and vision.
I was getting this image of brightness, so there you go. How has it helped with your eyesight in the last 9 months, Jesse?
Jeff, this product, this C-60, has done something that has never happened to me before. I've had all kind of eye drops and this and that and whatever, and it has broken through some barrier or something else like that, that I have this bright eyesight 24/7. It doesn't fade for 3 or 4 hours and fade. It's there.
It's like a gift from God, it sounds like. You got sight that you didn't have before. That's remarkable.
Yes.
And the glaucoma?
The glaucoma is being held at bay at this time. I have not suffered any degrading. As a matter of fact, that I think that the C-60 has contributed to some healing that was done by addressing the damage that was done by glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my eyesight now is much better, way better than before I took C-60.
Well, and how many people have you told about this who have gone on to try it?
Everybody. Because some people have honest to goodness problems out there. And I know that C-60 can handle them. My brother and I, we have teamed up and purchased some product from Bob and getting it to some very close friends who had no other way of getting it. The product is just that good. It is great.
You know, I do the same kind of thing, Jesse, with Allison C. If I know someone who's sick, I'll give them the Allison C, which is the world's most powerful broad-spectrum antiviral, antibacterial. It comes from garlic. But anyway, the point is, I'm like you, I think. We're similar. We want to give. If somebody can't afford it, I'll give it to them. I just want them to be better. And that's a wonderful motivation.
Yes.
So keep at it. Anything you want to add? We're almost out of time here, and that's just a wonderful story to hear. I really like the image of it lighting up your brain. I'm going to start trying that same thing that you're doing twice a day. I put in my morning drink, but in the afternoon you get a little sluggish.
You
bet. Take care of yourself, Jesse. Thank you very much. Okay. Just regular good people telling their story and their experience. It's c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. c60.com. All right, that's our program tonight. Thank you for being here. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, and we'll be right back with more. Take care, have a good night, and a really good day tomorrow, and we'll talk tomorrow evening.